재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Three people, three quotes, and three facts. Guess who said what? Quote number one입니다. 후회하기 싫으면 그렇게 살지 말고 그렇게 살 거면 후회하지 마라. If you don't want to regret it, don't live like that. If you want to live like that, don't regret it. 퀄트 넘버 2입니다. 많이 아는 사람이 되려고 노력하기보다는 많이 느끼는 사람이 되려고 노력하라. 많이 느끼는 사람이 되려고 노력하기보다는 많이 깨닫는 사람이 되려고 노력하라. Rather than trying to be a person who knows a lot, try to be a person who feels a lot. And rather than trying to be a person who feels a lot, try to be a person who realizes a lot. 퀄트 넘버 3입니다. 사람의 말은 곧 사람의 혼이요, 신이기도 하다. 사람의 말 속에 무한히 있어 애용됨은 그 혼과 정신 속에 그것이 살아있기 때문이요. 그 마음과 혈맥 속에 하늘이 깃들어 있기 때문이다.
A word of a man is a man's soul and a god. There's infinity in a man's words, and how it is regularly used is because it is alive in the soul and the mind, and the sky is embedded in the mind and the veins.
Three names and three facts coming up in just a bit, but first here is Chad Kroeger featuring Josie Scott, Hero. Said what is the game we are playing? We got three quotes and ahead of us is three names and three facts. Can you match them up? 김동리 그리고 이외수 그리고 이문열입니다. Let's take a look at our group of facts here. Number one is that he's one of the famous Korean writers of this generation. Held art exhibitions as well and had a stroke about 10 months ago. And is now recovering at the hospital. Second group of facts is that this person wrote Our Twisted Hero. One of his works was made into a movie back in 1992 and received a cultural award in Korean, or a Korean cultural award. Third group of facts is that he is the youngest son of five children, wrote many books on Korea's history, and died at the age of 81. So let's get to it. Our first quote was 후회하기 싫으면 그렇게 살지 말고 그렇게 살 거면 후회하지 마라. 과연 이 말은 누가 했을까요? 이문열 씨입니다. 이문열 said, If you don't want to regret it, don't live like that. If you want to live like that, don't regret it. 쿨 가이인데요. He wrote Our Twisted Heroes, one of his works was made into a movie back in 1992 and received a Korean Cultural Award. Now, 이문열 was a novelist born in 1948, born into quite a noble family in Yeongyang. But his family suffered quite a bit because of the fact that his father went to North Korea during the Korean War. Now, he moved around frequently when he was young, and he was unable to properly complete the regular forms of education. In fact, if you add up all the years he has completed in school, it only sums up to around 8 years. 8 years in school, that's it. And even so, he majored in Korean language at the College of Education in Seoul National University. But then he dropped out in 1970. He got married, then enlisted in the military as a communication soldier. And in 1977, 이문열 wrote a short novel called 나자레를 아십니까? Do you know Nazare? In the Daegu Daily newspaper, and he was elected as a provisional writer after that. Now, this is when he started to use the pseudonym 이문열. While he was working in the editorial department of Daegu Daily, the newspaper, his novel New Year's Song was elected to 동아일보's
Ilbo's annual spring literary contest. And since then, he continued his creative activities and gained a huge popularity. Now, Lee Moon-yeol received a number of awards, including Writer of the Day Award for Son of Man, Dongin Literature Award and Modern Literature Award for Poet and Thief. Now, Our Twisted Heroes is one of his more famous works, his major works, and it was made into a movie in 1992. And in that, he tried to find a hero who can go beyond the harsh reality throughout his novel. So if you take a look at the novel or even the movie, the heroes in it are all twisted. Although they appear completely innocent and righteous, they're all distorted human beings who suffer from unfulfilled desires, perhaps disappointments and even traumas. And they fall because of their own mistakes. So paradoxically, Lee Moon-yeol was asking what a true hero is and whether it can actually exist despite limitations. In 1992, he was awarded the Korean Cultural Award, the 대한민국 문화상, by the government, which is only given to those who have contributed significantly to the cultural field. And I think you can say that Lee Moon-yeol has definitely done so. We've got two more people coming up in just a bit, but first, here's Elton John, Into the Old Man's Shoes. Guess who said what? We took a look at the life of Lee Moon-yeol, talking about if you don't want to regret life, then just live it your way. Now we have quote number two. I'm sorry, quote number three. He said, 사람의 말은 곧 사람의 혼이요. 신이기도 하다. 사람의 말 속에 무한히 있어 애용됨은 그 혼과 정신 속에 그것이 살아있기 때문이요. 그 마음과 혈맥 속에 하늘이 깃들어 있기 때문이다. 과연 이 멋진 말은 누가 했을까요? 김동리 씨입니다. He's the guy who said, a word of a man is a man's soul and a god. There's infinity in a man's words and how it's regularly used because it's alive in the soul and in the mind. The sky is embedded in the mind and the veins. Now, he wrote many books on Korea's history and died at the age of 81. Kim Dong-ni was born in 1913 as the youngest of five children. But his big brother was a philosopher, and he was kind of more the father figure to Kim Dong-ni. And actually, his big brother was the one who gave him the pseudonym Dong-ni. So since his mother was a Christian, he only went to Christian schools. However, he dropped out of middle school when he was 17, and that kind of concludes his education, his school life. Now, many of his works were elected for the newspapers, including his poem, 백노, his short novel, 화랑's Descendants, 화랑의 후예, in 1935, and his short story, 산화, for the 동아 Daily as the annual spring literature contest in 1936. He became one of the most notable writers in the late 1930s after publishing a series of short stories such as Munyodo and Pawi. Now, this is the time where the Korean War broke out in 1950. He saw the tragedy of the war, and during this time, he wrote about, you know, the conflict between human and the ideology, kind of a philosophical work. He was a professor at Seorabeol College of Arts and served as a president of Chungang University's Graduate School of Arts. And he represented major literary organizations and engaged in active literary activities as well. Also founded monthly literature, the 월간 문학 in 1968, and Korean literature as well, 한국 문학 in 1973. But he is also a writer who has maintained his creative work for a very long time among, modern Korean artists. He's worked for 43 years, and his literature included different stories from modern and contemporary history of Korea, from the colonial era to developmental economic era. And today, his novels take a wide and deep part in Korean literature as well. His works also always have been the subject of interest and controversy, but in 1990, He suffered a stroke and passed away in 1995 at the age of 81.
이렇게 해서 김동리까지 알아봤는데요. 그렇다면 맨 마지막에 quote number two, 많이 아는 사람이 되려고 노력하기보다는 많이 느끼는 사람이 되려고 노력하라. 많이 느끼는 사람이 되려고 노력하기보다는 많이 깨닫는 사람이 되려고 노력하라는 누가 말했을까요?
USU입니다. Of course, last but not least, USU said that rather than trying to be a person who knows a lot, try to be a person who feels a lot. And then rather than trying to be a person who feels a lot, try to be a person who realizes a lot. Or better to say, that learns a lot. Now, he was one of the most famous Korean writers of this generation. He has held art exhibitions as well. Had a stroke as well about 10 months ago and is now at the hospital recovering. But let's take a glimpse of his life. Born in Hamyang in 1946, but he moved around a lot with his father, who also served in the military. Graduated from all the elementary, middle, and high schools in Injaegun and Gangwon-do. Now, Lee Wae-soo entered Chuncheon University of Education and enlisted in the military himself, but then he dropped out after he was discharged from the military, kind of quit his studies after serving. But he wrote his a short novel called The Apprenticeship Children, 견습 어린이들, and that was elected to the Gangwon Ilbo's annual spring literary contest, and a mid-length novel, 훈장, won the literature award at the Generation Literary Competition. Now, his novels began to draw attention from critics, recognizing that he's a novelist who shows a unique world of work with delicate sensitivity and a unique style of writing. And since then, he's given up all of his previous jobs in private institutes and newspaper companies, all of that cushy jobs, and he started to focus on writing. So after becoming a full-time writer, he became a best-selling author by publishing a number of novels. His early representative works, 장수 하늘소, The Long-Horned Beetle, and 꿈꾸는 식물, The Dreaming Plant, feature delicate sensitivity, and they are considered as quite important works that made a path for his later works that often deal with the surreal world. Now, he's been active in other forms of writing as well, and he published several poetry books and held solo exhibitions as a painter as well. It's quite impressive to have such a wide variety of education, going from elementary school to, you know, college, and then to serve in the military, going on to, you know, quite cushy jobs in private institutes and newspaper companies, and then having to just 포기해 all of that kind of stuff and focus on his writing. And he also showed a lot of interest communicating with readers through various media, such as TV shows and radio programs as well. And I think that's kind of uncommon to see writers and authors and these types of artists kind of show themselves up in these TV media outlets. But unfortunately, he's been suffering after his stroke. It was part of the cerebral hemorrhage, 뇌출혈이라고 하는데요, for more than 10 months. And his son is delivering the news, but hopefully he does get better soon, because I believe he has much more to contribute throughout his years of living. And we've got lots more to learn as well. 유에수 씨까지 알아봤습니다. Hopefully you guys enjoyed our show. If you missed out on your favorite episodes, then be sure to check out our photos and stories available on our Instagram page, and also 한국어 천재 on Naver's audio clip, 팟빵, and YouTube, and of course iTunes as well. We'll leave you guys with our last song. Here is 동물원, 우리가 세상에 길들기 시작한 후부터. 내일 봬요.